Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably... You know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am the smart. S-M-R-T. S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend John Harrison back on the show. John is he's got letters in front of his name and the back of his name. That tells you he's a pretty smart, pretty important guy. The Reverend John F. Harrison, CFP. He's an ordained minister and a certified financial planner, and he's the author of Making Mammon Serve You. Also, his novel, Fighting Back, is awesome, and he's our good friend and now for a decade. John Harrison, welcome back.
Great to be here, Jim.
It's good to have you back. John, you are with us on a regular basis all year long, but in this particular month, we impose on you to help us celebrate Black History Month. And no one gives us better perspective on this month than you do. And I wanted to ask you, you know, in years past when we talked about Black history, we often talked about the progress that's been made, where there's still things that need to be done, to be worked on, that, you know, nothing's perfect and things still aren't perfect, but they're a whole lot better than they were. But since you and I did this last year, it almost seems like none of that matters. I mean, it's almost when you hear the Black Lives Matter movement, when you hear some of the people who are angry these days, we continue to hear about things like reparations and social justice and systemic racism and things like that. It's almost as if nothing has been accomplished in the last 60 years or so. What do you think? I mean, just observing all this, that's how it feels to me. What do you think?
It can seem that way, and I notice it in terms of a difference in the emphasis in Black History Month. When I was little, and of course, you know, George Washington was president when I was little, but a long time ago, the primary reason we observed Black history was because there was an absence of it in our school textbooks, and it was designed to refute the lie that Black people hadn't contributed anything to this country, and to encourage young Black people in particular to know that they were capable and could achieve things, because look what people before you had done. Now, it seems to me like it's more of a recitation of all the old harms and
grievances.
The achievements of people in prior generations are in the context of look what they had to deal with, and we still have inequality. So rather than providing inspiration, it provides a historical basis for more resentment and more anger. And so the feeling of it is less about pride and possibilities, and more about anger and time for redress. And I think that's really unfortunate, because it doesn't deal with the current problems that we have or what the solution to those problems will be. You know, two generations ago, you could honestly say that the inequities in results, the difference in economics, the difference in treatment in the legal system, were based on baked-in, institutionalized racial bias. That's not really the case now. The legal impediments, the systematic impediments, really aren't there for the most part, even though systematic racism is a very popular catchphrase these days. I think what we're dealing with now is the legacy results, the still ongoing consequences of problems that were solved, but the outfall of those problems are still here. So, you know, there's higher unemployment in the Black community.
Right.
There's lower educational achievement.
But this brings us back to what you said, is when we have these, when all we talk about is these grievances, it prevents us from addressing the problem. And what it's doing, what I fear it's doing, is it's preventing the Black community from taking a look at themselves, from saying, okay, you know, we've solved all these other problems. If we still have problems, maybe there are some things that we should address on our own. What do you think, John? Is that a fair question?
I would say yes, for the most part. It's not even a question of fault finding, like, you know, whose fault is it that these things exist? It's that the problems are complex because they're interconnected. And so the solutions are going to be complex and comprehensive. And people, you know, need to put their minds toward those solutions. And it's not going to come from getting other people to do something for you. It's not going to come from redress. It's not going to come from, well, you know, let's make all the white folks give us some money and reparations, and that will fix it. Won't fix anything.
That's the thing. Their grievances, many of them are not based on fact today. They're based on old facts, and they're not facts today, and therefore we can't get to solutions because of that. We're going to take a quick break and come back with more wisdom from John Harrison. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.